a very interesting project for us, very new for us. And what we've done is create an online video contest that asks contestants around the world to create a video that completes the phrase, democracy is. The videos go up on YouTube, as you mentioned. And then an independent jury will select the finalists, and the final winners will be chosen by public voting on YouTube.
Wow, so you're really combining all of the old media, new media, citizen participation into one program.
Exactly, and it's very much a new media approach towards an old foreign policy question, which is how do you promote a nice global dialogue on democracy?
Well, tell us, you've seen some of the videos. Tell us about some of them. What kind of subjects or how do people respond to this?
Well, we received over 900 videos from 95 different countries around the world. Over 70 videos came in from Iran alone. So there's a lot to look at.
Wow.
But as I mentioned, all of them are internet videos. So we had a time limit, 3 minutes only, no more than 3 minutes. And the videos that we've gotten in have covered the gamut of video making, if you will. Some are as short as 20 seconds, others go the full 3 minutes. Some are animated, some use interviews, some use allegories, just a great range of techniques. I'll describe two of them, and they're going to be shown, as you mentioned, at the Hirshhorn tonight. These two will be there. One is called The Cork. It was submitted by Bahrain, somebody in Bahrain. It's under a minute long, and there's a man in a bottle talking. There's a cork on top of the bottle. It's a big glass bottle, and you can't really hear what he's saying. It's all muffled, and the cork comes out, and his words emerge clearly, and then he has a short, very clean, concise message on what he thinks democracy is. So that was just a very neat, if you will, video. Then there's another one came in from China. It's called Please Vote for Me. And it's the story of 8-year-olds electing a classroom monitor for their school. And on the one hand, I guess it's a story about how 8-year-olds campaign. But if you watch this video, what struck me is how easy it is to see parallels to, let's put it this way, those campaigning for national office in our own country.
So a little bit of showbiz going along with the electoral messages?
Showbiz, a few tears here and there, yeah.
Well, earlier you said this is a part of the State Department mission. How does this fit into the larger mission that your group is trying to accomplish?
Well, President Obama has already underscored, I think, very well the importance of engaging with the world. And Secretary Clinton has talked about the need for U.S. diplomacy to have a dialogue and to listen to what people are telling us. And this contest does exactly that. All the videos are user-generated, meaning none of them are coming from the U.S. government. And they all address democracy in some way. So the contest advances a global dialogue about democracy, which is an important mission to the United States. Secondly, I'd mention that our embassies around the world have found this a very useful way to engage with local communities, film schools, NGOs, a range of players in their countries that they might not have otherwise engaged with. I'll give you just one example, which is very endearing. Our embassy in Kabul, in Afghanistan, for example, participated in the global contest, but also ran a local version of the contest because they wanted to get more videos in local language, so in Dari and Pashto. It was just a very nice way for the embassy to take the contest one step further. The final thing I'd mention about how it fits with the State Department's mission is very important that we did this through a partnership. We had a whole range of partners that helped make this possible. I'll just list them. Bear with me. There's a bunch of them. It's NBC, the Directors Guild of America, Motion Picture Association of America, National Democratic Institute, International Republican Institute, the Center for International Private Enterprise, NYU, USC. Those are two high film schools, taking
sure.
It global. And if I missed one along the way, maybe the International Youth Foundation, I think that rounds out. And, of course, YouTube is providing the platform. Why is this so important? It's because all of these organizations helped us engage a much broader audience than we would have engaged with had we just done this on our own.
We're talking with Jonathan Margolis, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Bureau of International Information Programs at the State Department. And I guess the thing that strikes me about this is that much as we have fretted over the United States' image in the world the last few years, the fact is that people still look at the United States, whether they like a particular administration or not, they still see this country from around the world as the repository of freedom and their aspirations for freedom. I mean, that's the message I'm hearing. Is that what you see when you look at these videos?
That's a hope, and that's a piece of it. I think the contest itself, just doing it in this way, and as I mentioned, by doing it in partnership, what we hope to reinforce is the idea that people can come and present their views on what democracy is. And if you have a dialogue on democracy, you know, some of the things it said about what is important to an individual country or an individual on democracy, that may not be fully the way the United States sees it, but that it's okay as long as the conversation is about democracy itself. And to the degree that the United States can be promoting that conversation, engaged with it, and encouraging others to participate, that's a real goal for us.
And the screening tomorrow night, that's open to the public?
Yeah, it's a public screening at the Hirshhorn Museum tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. No admission charge, of course. And you'll see, I think it's 15 different videos from a range of countries and participants, and representing just a range of technologies and approaches to telling a story about democracy through video.
And real quickly, who will your judges be to pick the final, to pick the winners?
Well, to pick the winners will be chosen.
It's by vote, you said.
By vote, yeah, on YouTube. To get down, I mentioned that we had over 900 videos. We've had an independent jury sort through those videos and try to identify the top three by country and then the top three by region. This will be independent jurors drawn from the partners that I just mentioned before. And we have two jury co-chairs who are overseeing the whole process. That's, one of them is Hernando de Soto, who's a well-regarded and well-known international economist in Peru. And the second co-jury member is Michael Apted, who is an international director and also serves as the president of the Directors Guild of America. So those two will be co-chairing the jury process.
Well, thanks very much for joining us with those details. It sounds like a fascinating program, and who knows, you might have found the next Otto Preminger.
Well, let's hope.